Welcome, and welcome back to Brandler Bits. My name is Jeff Brandler. On Brandler Bits, we focus in on many topics. Some of them are emotional. We've addressed fear and anxiety. We've addressed anger. We've addressed guilt and shame. And today's topic has a combination of all of it. Today's topic is probably one of the most emotional topics that we'll cover, because it really speaks to the heart of the human condition. It really speaks to things that happen in our daily lives or in people we know's daily lives. And the only reflection we can have when we see these things happen is it's not fair. And it's not fair is just the tagline for so many situations. All you have to do is watch the news. All you have to do is just listen to the daily pieces of things that happen and you reflect, how could that happen? It's just not fair. There are people who die too early. There are people who get sick and they shouldn't, because good people get afflicted by these things. It's hard to stomach it. Some of these are more tragic than the next. We sit around and wonder, how could this happen? What does this all mean? In my office, I've probably heard hundreds of stories, some of them are worse than others, of people going through terrible, awful, catastrophic things. And as I do most times, I sit in my office and marvel at the person's strength, or their courage, or their fortitude, and wonder if I would have the same if the chairs were reversed. How do we cope with all of this? This deluge of events and tragedies, how do we cope with this? We know that there are many unhealthy ways. We've addressed this many times about our quick fix band-aids, our addictive behaviors, eating and shopping and spending and drinking and drugging and sex and relationships. They will take care of the problem. Well, at least temporarily they'll take care of the problem, but the problem's not going anywhere. The tragedies are still there. We are left to answer questions that are unanswerable, and we are ill-equipped to answer these questions because we don't know what it means. And perhaps, if we are lucky, we will gain some insight from the tragedy. Years after, maybe we'll get an idea. Aha, that was something that I was to learn. That was a lesson that I was to take from that. And that's just a solid maybe. How do we cope? What do we do? Many people rely on their spirituality, rely on something greater than themselves. The title of the book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People, is a great example of that. Because the title is accurate. Bad things happen to good people. It shouldn't. It does. What are we left with at the end of the day when these terrible, awful things, these atrocities, these traumas, what are we left with? We're left with ourselves. We're left with ourselves because it's the only thing we can do anything about. The only thing we can do anything about is to take care of ourselves in the midst of all of this chaos and all of this pain. That may sound easier said than done. When you're overwhelmed, when you're depressed, when you're anxious, when you're sad, when you're angry. But that is exactly what you have to take care of. You have to take care of those feelings. You have to manage those feelings. You have to manage those feelings to make them smaller, to put them in a place, to put them at a place that you can deal with it. Many, many years ago, I worked with a man who had lost his wife and they had a small child. And he would come into my office and say this, over the passage of time, I've seen this. And that phrase, I mean, over the passing of time, proved to be his way of telling me and himself that time passes. The cliche, time heals all wounds, perhaps applicable here. But time did pass. He did overcome. his grief, his depression, his sadness, his overwhelmingness got smaller. It got less intense. It didn't go away. The intensity went down. We're left with our own self-care. We're left with looking at what we can do to make things better. And we're looking at ways of making ourselves better so that we can have opportunities to be open in order to move on, in order to change, in order to allow ourselves to deal one piece at a time, one step at a time. And day by day, minute by minute, week by week, month by month, we find our resolve somehow, somehow. If you have questions or comments about today's Brandler Bits, feel free to reach me at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits, and we will be back with more bits soon.